You're listening to SBS News.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and other high-profile colleagues have long been frustrated at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal overriding government visa cancellations and rejections, some involving convicted criminals. In one case, it was a Chinese drug smuggler jailed in Sydney for 10 years. In another, an Irish-born pedophile priest was allowed to stay in Australia after his release from prison. It prompted former Prime Minister Tony Abbott to launch a verbal assault on the tribunal last year.
Do they want the accountable elected politicians constantly being second-guessed by the unelected and largely unaccountable members of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal?
Now, former High Court Judge Ian Callanan has been given the task of conducting a 3-year investigation into the tribunal's operations. Attorney General Christian Porter says the review is a timely opportunity to ensure the tribunal is meeting its statutory objectives, in particular that it is promoting public trust and confidence through its decisions. Under the terms of reference, Mr. Callanan will examine the effectiveness of the Tribunal's 2015 amalgamation with the Social Security Appeals Tribunal, the Migration Review Tribunal, and the Refugee Review Tribunal. And it will look at whether its decisions now meet community expectations. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says he supports any changes which would improve the tribunal's functions, but he accuses the government of an attempted power grab.
We have grave concerns about a minister that wants to reduce independent oversight and scrutiny. We have in Australia independent bodies like the AAET established so that we can get decisions that are made at arm's length from government.
Immigration lawyer Karina Ford says she believes isolated decisions by the tribunal have been wrongly used for political purposes.
It's because at the end of the day, when an AAET member is looking at a case, it's looking at all aspects of the case. Evidence is led. Independence is vital to ensure that it can operate effectively and not be subject to political criticism.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.